From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, the 12th day of November 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a mostly cloudy day, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 38. But Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 20. We'll run down the rest of the week's forecast in a moment, but first, here's what's happening in the local news. At the top of the news, Columbia Green has opened a student veteran center. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail that Columbia Green Community College marked Veterans Day with the opening of its new Battle Buddy Center, a room designed to meet the needs of student veterans. The room is intended to be a safe haven for veterans to socialize and to receive needed services. It includes a lounge with a television, a computer workstation, a coffee center, and a resource library, and information about career and community resources. The creation of the center was funded by a $10,000 grant from the New York State Industries for the Disabled, with support from CORIC and Ulster Green ARC. Approximately 35 veterans currently attend classes at Columbia Green. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Mail. Over in Hudson, the mass gathering changes are bothering some in the arts community. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star on the response to proposed revisions to the City of Hudson's mass gathering requirements. The now controversial revisions were originally put forward during the October 23rd meeting of the Common Council Legal Committee by its chairman, John Friedman. The most contentious changes are requirements of a full-page newspaper ad announcing the description, dates, times, and locations of any event, postal notification to all businesses, churches, or residences in the area within 7 days of the application, and a $100 deposit. The Council's Arts, Entertainment, and Tourism Chairman, David Marston, said last week that he has heard from arts and entertainment folks who find these requirements outrageous. You'll find that full story in today's Register Star. Finally, in state news, in the governor's race, Palladino is willing to run as a conservative. Casey Seeler is reporting in the Times Union that Buffalo businessman Carl Palladino said on Monday that he's ready to challenge Andrew M. Cuomo for governor again, but not as a Republican. In an interview with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business Network, the 2010 gubernatorial candidate said he would be willing to run on the conservative party line if the state GOP failed to nominate someone with sufficient conservative credentials. Palladino, who in 2010 ran on the GOP and conservative lines, is now a member of the Buffalo School Board. He has also remained active on a statewide level, especially in opposition to the safe gun control law. You'll find that full story in today's Times Union. As for the weather for today, the National Weather Service is predicting a mostly cloudy day, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 38. But Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 20. Forecast for the next 3 days. On Wednesday, it will be sunny with a high near 38. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 22. For Thursday, sunny again with a high near 49. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 28. And for Friday, partly sunny with a high near 53 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 33. The sun rose this morning at 6:43 a.m. and will set at 4:36 p.m. The length of the day, 9 hours and 52 minutes. That's 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Tuesday, the 12th day of November 2013. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.